Tennis star Rafael Nadal says he's going to sue France's former minister of health because she said Nadal's seven-month absence in 2012 was probably due to a failed drug test when Nadal says he was injured.
I know how tough I worked to be here. I'm going to sue her, and I'm going to sue everyone who going to comment something similar in the future because I'm tired of that.
The former French minister made that allegation last week after another tennis star, Maria Sharapova, admitted to her own failed drug test after taking a now-banned heart medication. Let's check in on the state of doping with BBC Sports News correspondent Alex Capstick in London. Alex, start with Nadal. Wouldn't we know if he'd failed a drug test?
Well, he's never failed a drugs test. And Roselyne Bachelot, the former health and sports minister in France, was saying that when he was absent from the game for 7 months, which kept him out of the 2012 US Open and the 2013 Australian Open, she said it was, or suggested it was, to keep him away from the testers because he had been doping, something that Rafael Nadal took exception to. Now, he has been the subject of speculation over the years, mainly in France, where he's dominated their main tournament, the French Open. I'll give you an example. In 2011, the former French player Yannick Noah wrote in a newspaper that the Spanish players were benefiting from a magic potion. And Rafa Nadal, who, as I already said, insists he's a clean guy, he's clearly had enough, so he wants to sue this particular minister, and he has pledged to take legal action against any future allegations of doping against him.
We'll talk about drugs and doping in sports in general, because there have been a couple of headlines lately. The global sports anti-doping agency WADA made a big announcement yesterday, a big fuss about how it needs more money. Of course, last year it stunned the sports world by suspending Russia from at least the track and field because of an investigation that revealed state-sponsored doping program in Russia. So where are we? What's the thinking about how much doping there is in international sport?
Well, it is such a burning issue right at the moment because of the example you just talked about in Russia, but also because of Maria Sharapova, who you talked about in your introduction, and her positive test for this new drug that nobody had ever heard of before called Meldonium. It was only put on the ban list earlier this year. Maria Sharapova said she didn't know about it. So there could be more cases of Meldonium in the coming months. So you mentioned Russia banned at the moment from international competition. We'll have to wait and see whether they're reinstated in time for the Rio Games. But a huge problem there of systemic doping, a culture of doping, which many people say just can't be removed. So plenty of problems all over the world concerned with doping, which is why it's such a burning issue at the moment in the build-up to what is the biggest sports event, the Olympics, later this year.
I was just going to say, how do you think it's going to affect the Summer Olympics? Already the Russians might be out of track and field, but how else might it affect it?
Yeah, I mean, Russia's the big one. If they are banned, remember they finished second in the track and field table in London 2012. I don't expect there to be many positive drug tests during the games. That rarely happens, because if you are cheating, you know you're going to get tested during an Olympics, so you get all your dirty work done way before. And as Dick Pound once famously remarked, you know, if you fail a test, you're guilty of two things: one, of doping; the other, of an IQ test.
Of being a dope. BBC Sports News correspondent Alex Capstick, thanks so much.
You're welcome.